This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
McDonald's president is responding to word that E. coli food poisoning linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states, including one person who died in Colorado.
While the investigation continues, and we'll get in, continue to get into the details of those investigations, I don't think that's what's important. What's important today is that we've taken the action to protect the American public and promote public health.
Joe Erlinger is president of McDonald's USA. He was on NBC's Today Show this morning. McDonald's says it appears that some of the illnesses are linked to onions sourced from a single supplier. The company has temporarily removed the Quarter Pounder from menus in the affected states. Americans are early voting with less than 2 weeks left until Election Day. The AP's Donna Warder.
Former President Donald Trump has been encouraging Republican voters to go to the polls before Election Day, and that's what many of them have been doing. As of Tuesday, the Trump campaign said nearly 19 million ballots had been cast. Tuesday was the first day of voting in Wisconsin. Republican Gerald Bruns stood in line in Kenosha.
I'm voting for Donald J. Trump, and the reason being I love his policies. Is he the greatest personality? No, but I'm not voting for personality. I'm voting for policy.
Maria Rodriguez said she supports Vice President Kamala Harris.
Predominantly because I am a woman of color and I'm moderate, but my body, my choice.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there's evidence now that North Korea has sent troops to Russia. South Korea says thousands of North Korean troops are there and will be deployed to battlefields in Ukraine. And a U.S. official says allies are moving ahead with a $50 billion loan for Ukraine, backed by frozen Russian assets. This is AP News. A big airline is slammed with a big fine.
The U.S. government is fining American Airlines $50 million for failing to provide wheelchair assistance to passengers with disabilities and damaging thousands of wheelchairs. Officials say the size of the fine reflects the large number of incidents, which include taking too long to return wheelchairs to passengers after flights. But American will only have to pay half of the $50 million because it's receiving credit for money it spent to improve wheelchair handling and compensate affected passengers. American says it's making investments to improve the travel experience for people with disabilities and has reduced the rate of mishandled wheelchairs and power scooters by more than 20%. I'm Julie Walker.
Hong Kong says it's found dinosaur fossils from about 145 million to 66 million years ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.